Mapping the human circulatory system, mastering the complex game of Go, explaining the chemistry behind nuclear reactors. These are among the skills found on the resumes of six-year-olds hoping to earn places in China's top elementary schools. Let's go into a little bit more detail of these these CVs, excuse me, of six-year-olds. Little kids!
Yeah.
Little kids.
So competitive. So it's late April now. It's the season for parents to register their kids into primary schools. And as they do that, photos of what some claim are outlandish resumes made by parents for their precocious kids have been widely circulated online. According to an article that posted several such photos, the resumes belong to children who beat out over 8,000 applicants to win one of 60 spots at Shanghai Experimental School. It must be a very good school, though. And in one resume, a child is said to have inherited his mother's gift for language to the extent that he was able to discuss Nobel laureate Marie Curie with American tourists in English when he was just, emphasize on, 1 year old.
Could he speak when he's so little? Well, I know nothing about
maybe
kids.
Maybe he could, but I don't know. And then the boy's resume states that he now studies robotics on Sundays, accompanied by his father, who holds a doctorate degree from China's top engineering school, Tsinghua University. Now, these robotics, I'm not sure is a Transformers toy or is really robotics, and I don't know. Could be an overstatement. However, the primary school made an announcement afterwards, noting that the above-mentioned resume are not from their online resume selection process, and most of the information was fabricated. But nonetheless, it's got people talking about it, and now a lot of parents are concerned about how competitive these market for the primary school are and how their kids are lagging behind.
Right, and just think, guys. You know, these kids have to live up to these kind of crazy fantasies their parents are picking for them, right? They have to be, basically, or try to be these super geniuses when they're just little kids. Like, what? Okay, so finally, Ryan's CV from when he was six.
There you go.
Ryan, he is a avid booger picker. He considers Buzz Lightyear a mentor. His hobbies include Ninja Turtles and drawing stick figures.
Stick.
Okay. Yeah, you see, like,
not even, so just lines, not even circles.
While the teacher was teaching, I would have a piece of paper and draw like stick figures battling each other. Ooh. The teacher would come over and be like, Ryan, that's not what I asked you to do. And I'd be like, oops, you know, or something. I would just put on the cute face like, I'm sorry. And she's like, it's okay. And then, you know, so also, yeah, so that would be my resume, my CV. You think I'd get accepted?
Well, you must put up a really cute face then. I have a feeling.
I'll put that on the resume. Yeah. Cute face. Yeah. Pluses. You
okay.
Is a plus.
And
PhD
maybe.
In being cute.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I had that.
Oh,
I did.
That's cute. Yeah. Well, anyways. Maybe playing
who
cute.
Who needs rocket science when you got a cute face, huh?
No, you don't.
So
my man, you don't think I have a cute face?
You're the guy with the cute face here.
Oh, thank you.
I'm the guy with the face of a 40-year-old.
No.
When
we need
you
to get
were
back
six.
Guys,
probably.
We need to get back to these CVs. In like,
right.
You're a very handsome man. But anyways, back to this.
So these CVs aren't necessarily
they're crazy.
Real, right?
Yeah, I mean, doing robotics with your dad on Sundays?
Well, doing robotics
then,
is not the part.
Talking about Nobel laureates
mm-hmm.
to American tourists?
At the age of one.
Yeah, 1 year old.
Insane.
Is that even possible?
No.
Those
no,
are fabricated.
You cannot retain that information of Nobel laureates and what they did.
I would be happy if I don't know if I started speaking when I was
people
one.
Would start They're worshiping this kid as some kind of god if he was able to do this, because that's just not human. Right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, right?
I'm trying this very hard to remember what I did when I was one, but I can't.
Me either. And it just seems like the parents are really eager to paint this brilliant picture and prospect for their kids. And even with that example of the robotics kid, I think there was also an element of maybe subtly showing off or notifying that, the dad went to Tsinghua University and got a PhD degree there. So these parents
name-dropping kind of.
Very, very competitive. So do you? What's the explanation behind this kind of mentality that parents have?
Well, even, you know, I just want to say commentary, even from state-owned newspaper People's Daily has slammed this so-called little genius resume phenomenon and the parents behind it for being too hard on their kids. Okay? And also we have here, it's kind of a problem here in China, over-education. It has been reported by Guangzhou Daily that over-education rates in Chinese colleges are as high as 90%, comparing to 51% in the U.S. And the U.S. has a lot of very, very high-end colleges, right? So China's really, really over-educating, but is it really getting those results all the time? Is it really paying off all the time? One could make the argument, maybe not. And then so, too, I want to say that maybe the reason why this is happening, and you guys, I'd love to get your opinion on this, is I know as an outsider, though, that Chinese culture values knowledge so much, and I think that's so cool. But I don't think this is coming from the heart of the thirst for knowledge, but rather competition, rather a fear that other people are doing something my child isn't, rather than a thirst for knowledge. A thirst for knowledge is pursuing what you love, your interest, your passion, you know, then you're really going to go after it. And I think Kongs, as so many, you know, so many people throughout Chinese history have shown that that is part of Chinese culture. But this is more of a race than a pursuit of, I think, knowledge.
Well, I was thinking, why would anyone try to fabricate those fake resumes? And I have a mind to suspect that it was the those tutorial these providers of tutorial lessons, and they're actually stoking the fear of Chinese parents who are simply, honestly, sounds bad, who are simply bad parents and intellectually lazy. I mean, actually, to raise a kid to the best ability as you can requires a lot of in-depth understanding of what your kids are actually good at. When you don't spend time knowing your kids, what you can resort to is overkill and try to spend money to shower your kids with all these tutorial lessons.
I think I just want to take, you know, I agree with Lai Ming on some level too, but I do think that this comes out of love too, on some level, that they just want to make sure that their kid is as good as other kids so that they have a good life. They never have to worry about money. Even though it means a harder life for the kid, maybe the parents don't necessarily understand what they're doing, because in their minds, they're spending a lot of their money on do-it-yourself kind of classes and
stuff. Spending money is easy. Knowing your kid is difficult.
Right, but they're doing it because they want to prepare their kid. I don't think that's necessarily an evil thing. I think
No, it's not.
Right.
Yeah, it is out of love, and I feel the predicament that parents are trapped into, and sometimes they even call it the prisoner's dilemma, which is an economic theory, game theory that's being applied here. To put in the simplest words, basically the parents know that if everybody is allowing their kid to be a kid and not put them through this trouble, it would be the best outcome. But you're in fear that other people would not obey. So everybody joins that rat race and puts their kid through those extra classes, fabricates CVs and all these things just because they're afraid that their kid might fall behind.
Right.
But that's not necessarily true, right?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, well, here, yes, I think this is a reflection of what's happening in the bigger Chinese society. Mm-hmm. And for parents, yes, I think it's time to maybe rethink these things, and pressuring your kid too much could backfire.
Backfire.
Yes.